Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So every year this time of year, I get patients asking if they are going to come down with quote-unquote winter vagina. Or they think they have winter vagina. It's apparently a new disease. I wrote an article on this a couple years ago, and I told you guys what I thought. But, you know, when the media starts circulating all these diagnoses and these, these terms, and trust me, something like that is going to definitely get some SEO, some search engine optimization, just because of the terms used. I like to kind of clarify some things. So there's not a lot of science behind it, but quote-unquote winter vagina is supposed to be a syndrome where somebody experiences dryness, lack of sex drive, and there's one physician who says that December 15th is one of the least common days in the year for sexual activity. Now, I mean, I don't want to say it's a bunch of malarkey because, in science, we always have to entertain theories and hypotheses and study them. But come on, the last thing I need is people all freaked out. You know how many people called me this morning for creams? So what could be going on? Well, first and foremost, I don't know about you guys, but this is the busiest time of year. It's busy for me at work because it's, you know, cough, cold, flu season. We have family coming. There's parties. There's Golden Knights games. There's so much going on that it's a really, really busy time. So the last thing, I don't want to say the last thing, but what used to be right at the top of everybody's mind might take a little bit of a backseat when they have to go Christmas shopping, when they have to celebrate Hanukkah, go to events, the in-laws are over. So yeah, no surprise, sex drive could be off. And interestingly, Pornhub gives us yearly statistics. Not that we ask for it, but they do. They provide yearly statistics of behaviors and trends in porn watching. And Christmas Day is not the lowest day of the year for porn use. Do you guys know what day of the year is the lowest day of the year for porn use? I can't say this is every year, but one of the surveys I saw, Super Bowl Sunday. Because they're watching Super Bowl. So that makes sense. So, but Christmas time does take a drop, especially if you're, you know, at the in-laws. But people ask, what about the climate? Does the climate dry you out? A lot of us have dry skin. A lot of us are getting dry, chapped lips. So cold can. So in terms of your lips, in terms of your hands, my hair feels drier. But I'm the wrong person to ask because I live in southern Nevada that has some of the hottest, driest summers. So people get dry skin, dry hair, dry who knows what all year long. And so we get a little bit of moisture, some rain, and we might even get a little bit of snow sometimes in southern Nevada that's our wet time of year, so we're pretty happy. And sometimes we'll get some monsoon end of the summer coming up from Arizona. But other places where you have rain and you have drizzle and you get to be out and about, when it is cold, yeah, it can get dry. But I have not necessarily ever diagnosed a person with this. If somebody is having vaginal pain, vaginal itching, we do a culture. Yep. Check for yeast, check for bacteria, check for an STI. But sex drive going down around the holidays is not that unusual. And I understand many people feel they need to tell their spouse or their partner that they have a diagnosis, that maybe they'll cut them some slack. And so let's say somebody wants to do the hibbity-dibbity, and you're at the in-law's house, yeah, the kids are driving you crazy, and all of a sudden, they want you ready to go. Sometimes it's very easy to say, I have winter vagina. Sorry. And like, oh, no, oh, my gosh, is that contagious? Yes, it's not contagious. And I'm not saying it's not real, but, so let me see if I have anybody I could source. According to The Sun, Mary Burke, a former NHS midwife and senior clinical nurse at the London Bridge Plastic Surgery and Aesthetic Clinic, states that our female parts or vaginas will become more dry during the winter months. Dehydration, the other thing I think that is an issue, because again, in the summer, especially when you're in the bathing suit and you're trying not to get tan lines, trust me, you're drying things out in the summer too. I think a lot of it also is if you are losing moisture, and this isn't just about below the waist. It could be your skin, your hair, your tears. We don't drink enough during the winter. Okay, I have this bottle. This is my third day with this bottle. Now, I have water. I drink other water. But why do I have a bottle in my studio that's 3 days old? This should have been drunk day one. Well, it's because we aren't feeling as thirsty during the winter months. When we feel cold, when we're eating comfort food, when we're drinking eggnog, drinking more alcohol, you might not realize that you're actually getting dehydrated. So what should we take from this whole winter vagina headline thing that's now going around and circulating? What I would take from it is men, women, everybody, make sure you hydrate. Understand also that sex drive could drop because it is not only the happiest time of year, but also the busiest time of year and the most stressful time of year for some. And if you're trying to figure out, oh gosh, I got to get a white elephant gift and I don't have time to go shopping, and that can always kind of add a little stress. Not to mention if you have to go Christmas shopping for a whole group of people. So moisture, for those individuals that do have a loss of sex drive, there's a lot of reasons for that. Now, and we've spoken about loss of sex drive, and we'll definitely bring that topic back up. Loss of sex drive could be hormones, it could be a medical condition, it could be pain, it could be a prolapsed uterus, it could be erectile dysfunction, and it could also be psychological. And when people ask, what do I do? How do I know if it's that I don't want to sleep with my spouse, or I don't want to, or I, have something medical going on? I ask them, who are they attracted to? Jimmy Garoppolo, Margot Robbie. If you can imagine having sex with them and you're ready to go, most likely it's probably something mental. So, winter vagina, I don't think you all have to run to the gynecologist, but if you do think you're suffering from that, get yourself checked out. 1-877, they don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so there's another diagnosis that's circulating. It's called cyberchondria. And so there has been, and I apologize, I'm having a little bit of issue with my microphone. There's been some diagnoses being thrown around, which is not an official diagnosis, where people get very, very anxious and obsessive about their health and use online as their doctor exclusively and can actually become so obsessed or anxious about their health that it needs some intervention. So we don't necessarily have a DSM-5 psychiatric diagnosis of cyberchondria, but, and I apologize, my nose is running, but what we are seeing is this compulsive online searching about your health, and it's happening for a few reasons, okay? And now my nose is compulsively running. So In the olden days, there was a doctor. There was a doctor that would be in your neighborhood. It was your neighborhood doctor. You might have to wait till the afternoon to see them. Maybe you'd have to wait a whole day. You could still contact the nurse. I apologize. Why does my nose want to compulsively run? Maybe one of you could chondriacally look that up. And so you would be able to see your doctor roughly within 24 hours. They would give you a tincture or a medicine, or they might come to your house on the way home. There might also be healers or other, super moms, and these super moms would know everything. And so people would generally search for information. They just didn't have an internet, but you would talk to a medical provider. You would talk to the pharmacist. The pharmacist was the go-to to ask lots of questions. People would say, I have a headache. What do you recommend? And then turn around and go, here's some bare aspirin. Or like, I have period cramps. What do you recommend? And he'd say, there's some whiskey, on shelf number two. And so, so people always searched for answers. We worry about our health. That's okay. The problem with the internet is there's almost too much information. And we physicians go through, and PAs and nurse practitioners and dentists and chiropractors and respiratory techs and pharmacists and everybody out there that's out there, chiropractors, we go through years of studying this information, figuring out how to sift it, and know how to receive new information and how to sift through that. Now, anybody could be trained to do that. You don't have to be brilliant to be a doctor. Look at me. Okay? So anybody could be a doctor. Anybody could be a nurse practitioner, PA. But you got to put in the time. You got to put in the years. And there's a lot that goes into medicine. And our hope, if you go to medical school, osteopathic school, PA school, nurse practitioner school, chiropractic school, dental school, is that you actually start to hone in on your instinct. And so rather than it being cookbook medicine, where, all right, well, somebody has burning when they pee, and they feel like they have to go a lot, so it's just a UTI. You want somebody to go, you want to know what? This could also be a gynecological cancer. Is anybody checking that out? Somebody saying, I have lost a sense of taste and smell. It's got to be COVID, but my COVID test is negative. Could be COVID, but maybe there's something else going on with the nerves in your brain. I'm losing my hearing. It was from all the 80s music I listened to. What if that loss of hearing was a sign of early dementia? So we as physicians, right, have to think laterally. And even though computers can spit out all the information and put commas and semicolons and brackets, it doesn't necessarily mean the internet is teaching you and teaching you appropriately. So here we are, where rather than you being able to just contact your doctor or contact your local pharmacist, you can't speak to a healthcare professional. And we have shunted and pivoted everybody to the computer. In fact, people are seeing doctors online. They pay for a visit, they see a doctor they've never met, and they talk to them online. Now, the company will usually really vet that medical provider, make sure they're board certified, make sure they have the credentials to be able to answer, questions. But, we're not necessarily going to the trusting source of the doctor that took care of you, that you grew up with, that you live with. And so I don't fault people for going to the internet. If you don't have a doctor, when you call up Dr. Smith, they're like, sorry, there's no availability for 5 months. Yeah, and you're having chest pain, you want to know what to do. And so I have to hope as a physician that the internet is telling you correctly. And I am assuming that if you go to the internet, or if you go to ChatGPT, or if you go to any of these sites, and you say, I have chest pain, I am hoping it says, get this evaluated. It could be a heart attack. If it isn't, it says, well, yeah, sometimes a cough can cause chest pain. Or sometimes you can have costal chondritis, some inflammation of the cartilage in your ribs. Now, and maybe it could be a lung infection. That's nice that they're doing that, but I need somebody to bust their butt and examine you. And I need to know that somebody is making sure that there's not something serious going on. When somebody says, I can't find the right words, will the internet say, go use a thesaurus? you know, or if they're going to say this could be a stroke. And so when somebody tells me that, you know, they'll apologize saying, I'm sorry, I went online first. You don't have to apologize. Educating yourself is a plus. I would rather you guys educate yourselves. Where I have a problem with the internet is if you make them Dr. Google or Dr. Bing and you just stop there. I have no problem with you reading up on hyperparathyroidism or reading up on Hashimoto's thyroiditis or reading up on winter vagina. I don't mind you guys reading up and educating yourselves. As I've said before, I think all kids going through school should learn first aid, should learn self-defense, should learn basic medical, CPR. We are very undereducated when it comes to health. I think we all should know how to screen for skin cancer. I think we all should know how to evaluate for appendicitis, high blood pressure. I think we all should be. I mean, that's why that education is out there. That's why I write articles. I want you to know when your blood pressure could be high, when your sugar could be high. Now, if you are not fasting and you decide for poops and giggles to take your blood sugar and it's over 200, you need to be evaluated for diabetes. We have to educate the non-doctors and non-medical professionals, or we will not be able to be a healthy society. You need to know that if somebody's coughing next to you and they spewed out a blood loogie, they could be having tuberculosis or they could be having cancer. You need to know that. Being a doctor, none of us want the information private. People think, oh, doctors are upset that information's on the internet because now they'll lose money. No, trust me, I don't think the average person out there wants to drain a rectal abscess or dethrombose a hemorrhoid. I think the average person is looking it up to educate themselves, which I completely support. But what are you doing after you look up the information? Are you having chest pain and you're typing it in going, oh, it said it could be from spicy food. And a week ago, I had a hot taquito. That's got to be it. That's my problem with the internet. When you are trying to find a yes man, when you're trying to find an excuse to not go to the doctor, and you keep searching and keep searching until you could finally find an internet source that tells you what you want to hear. Well, no. Now, do people do that with doctors? Absolutely. Now, if you go to your doctor, the doctor says, you know, you're overweight. And you're like, I don't want to go to a doctor that says that. So you find a doctor that says, you know, you're a little curvy. We can work on that. We all need to work on that. All right. I wouldn't call you fat. That's the doctor you're going to pick. Okay, but that's not the doctor you need. You need the doctor that says, okay, your BMI is high. Your weight is high. Let's check your cholesterol. Let's check your blood sugar. Because if you continue to have that weight, you're going to be at higher risk for heart disease, cancer, arthritis, pain, and who knows what else. That's the doctor you need. But that's not with the internet. We can manipulate it. We can even have the internet do different voices. You know, when my husband has his GPS, I think it's a British woman that talks like this. It sounds so sexy. You can even have, the internet, talk to you in any tone you want. It's that's not what we need when it comes to health. You need a computer that says you get your ass away from the computer and you get to the hospital right now. The computer won't do that. So being, educating yourself is fine. And I don't have a problem with that. But only using the internet as your doctor can be very, very scary because there's a lot of things that could get missed. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The White House appears to be clarifying President Biden's recent comments on Israel, saying the administration expects Israel to take every possible measure to minimize civilian casualties in its conflict with Hamas. Refinancing applications for mortgages have surged by almost 20%, propelled by rates dropping to their lowest levels since July. Tesla recalling nearly 2 million electric vehicles due to safety concerns tied to its auto steer feature. An upcoming software update enhancing warnings for drivers. The House is introducing a dedicated email address for reporting anti-Semitism on college campuses. report.antisemitism@mail.house.gov. Corey Myers, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a headline that brought a lot of I told you so from people who saw it. This comes from The Messenger. People who followed COVID recommendations are more likely to have mental health issues now. Now that's an interesting headline because if it was a study, there's a lot of holes I could poke through it. I think a lot of us were forced to follow the COVID recommendations. And so if somebody says, Dr. Dahlia, do you see more mental illness? Do you see more mental health issues now? I do. And a lot of people. Now, is it that those who followed them wittingly versus unwittingly? So I don't have the actual study. But according to the research that has not been peer reviewed, they said the more compliant people were with COVID lockdown restrictions in early 2020, the more likely it is that they continue to suffer from anxiety and depression today. They say those people also fall into the more empathetic category of personalities studied for the research. For the study, these were experts at Bangor University in Wales. They looked at 1,700 people into two types of personalities based on their behavior during and the perceptions of the 2020 COVID restrictions. Participants either had an agentic personality, meaning they were more self-serving, or communal personalities, having more concern for others. So they were either selfish or not selfish, they're trying to say. People with unselfish personalities were more likely to strictly adhere to COVID restrictions. Follow-up mental health assessments took place every 2 weeks from February to May 2023, and it said that the group was more likely to have lower overall well-being compared to those people who were a little on the selfish side. The findings, they say, could be in part due to a lack of effective messaging related to the safe transition back to normal living. So according to Dr. Marley Willigers, said there was naturally a lot of focus on getting public health messages out when COVID first emerged to change people's behavior. Similarly, throughout the pandemic, messaging campaigns were designed to ensure people continued to follow the rules. But there was no messaging campaign as we came out of the pandemic to help everyone safely transition back to normality. Without this, certain personality types have retained infection prevention behavior and anxiety that undermines their mental well-being, end quote. Okay, I'll tell you what the hell happened. No offense to everybody, but although I don't mind if I'm offending the current administration, but we had many individuals, and I'm not just blaming liberals, but many of them were liberals, such as Bernie Sanders, who for years said pharmaceutical companies are bad. Pharmaceutical companies, bad, 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 bad. We need to cut spending. You're taking too many medications. It's too much. It's bad, bad, bad. These pharmaceutical companies are just trying to make money. Big pharma, lobbyists. And then all of a sudden, in a flip of a quarter, it's get your Pfizer vaccine. Get your Moderna vaccine. Yeah, but aren't they making profits? No, you know, and just get the shots. Just get the shots. And now I got mine, and I do believe the vaccines did help, but what kind of messaging is that? You've been saying big pharma is bad, 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 and then all of a sudden you switch. What else got switched? Well, before COVID, the environment. It's all about the environment. Hey, let's get rid of plastics. Let's reuse. Let's recycle. Don't idle in your car. What did we do during COVID? Nobody walk into the restaurant or the store. Sit in your car and wait for pickup. No more recycling. You need fresh paper menus that you could throw out. Everything has to be disposable. Look at the masks. Everybody has to wear a mask. And we littered with the mask. I mean, I didn't. I threw it out, but many people did. Masks were found on wildlife, in coral. I thought we were all about the climate. So that messaging flip-flopped. Then, the messaging of, all right, you could die of COVID. Well, it's only about maybe a 1 in a million chance you could die of COVID. Now we have the vaccine. Well, there could be side effects. Oh, it's only 1 in a million. Well, if you're telling me I could be that 1 in a million who dies of COVID, then why aren't I also the 1 in a million who could get a vaccine side effect? Now, I'm not anti-vaccine. As I said, I've gotten the vaccines. I support the vaccines, and I'm very grateful for both President Trump and President Biden for making sure we had vaccines to roll out and the rollout of them. But our messaging was so damn hypocritical that it was ridiculous. And so, yes, the messaging was poor because they told us to lock down for non-scientific reasons and to wear face coverings that were not OSHA compliant and appropriate for pathogens that small. And then all of a sudden they said you could go, and get this flip-flop. Remember, if you were exposed to COVID, you had to quarantine for 14 full days. If you got sick with COVID, you had to isolate. Quarantine is when you question you have an illness. Isolate is when you are, I'm sick. When you got COVID, you had to isolate for 10 days. Well, then there was a labor shortage. And people were, nobody was going to work because of COVID. So then the government said, you know what, you can go back in 5 days. But you said I was contagious for 10. That's okay. Go back after 5 days and wear a mask. You know, so it has been mixed messaging the whole time. So I think all of us have suffered from some sort of change in our mental health because we don't know what the hell to believe. We saw the government do things they promised they would never do. They promised they wouldn't force vaccine. They promised they would not have a show me your papers, and that's exactly what happened. Show me your vaccine card. They promised they would not discriminate against somebody who wanted to show they had antibodies to the virus, like our nurses, like our first responders, like our military. And they went back on everything. So if you do have some mental health issues, that doesn't mean that you were, you know, completely by the book. You know, it's because this was an absolute cluster in a seventh. Not to mention, COVID itself changed a lot of people's moods. COVID caused depression and anxiety. Some people feel the vaccine did. Now, you have a whole new work landscape where you got to work from home. Now, all of a sudden, you have to come back. You adopted pets. You might have had babies. Now you have to go back to work and you don't want to. You want to stay home. I think a lot of people have gone through ups and downs in emotions. Now, for those people who said, to hell with the vaccines, to hell with the mask, are they happier? Well, it depends on what their compass is. If they already went into the COVID pandemic and the government doesn't know what the hell they're doing, they're going to be giving us advice to pulling it out of the retroperitoneum. Just that's just what governments do. Same old, same old. Then they might not have gone through the roller coaster as other individuals have. And when patients tell me the government lied to us, I don't want to necessarily go there. And I know that's how a lot of people feel. You know, I could say, you know, they were scrambling, they didn't know what they did, and I think they made some wrong choices. But there are individuals that really feel this was a malicious lie, multiple malicious lies, and it was an attempt to control us. That's a scary, frightening feeling. But I don't think that feeling is shared by the people who want to comply. I've talked to people who were very, very compliant. They're happy. Oh, that's, I love it. You know, I'm home. I'm working from home now, and I have my masks. So it's an interesting study, but I think all of us got affected by this mess. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Alan writes, it's a good email, but I'm going to shorten it for a second. He says that he has noticed that there are multiple, let's say, drugs that might be in the pipeline in terms of cures, in terms of medications that we could use, and that there might be a lot of promising treatments. But maybe the rate-limiting step is the FDA. I'm paraphrasing. He writes, so I think what I'm seeing is evidence that the FDA approval process is antiquated. He writes, it seems that the drug development process has made great advancements, and the FDA isn't keeping up. Of course, it's not just cancer treatments. There's all the other diseases and conditions, too. What do you think? So is the FDA process antiquated? Well, you're going to have to ask the lawyers. If the FDA approves something, and they approve it too quickly, and things get missed, lawsuits happen. If they don't have to fear retribution, they might speed things up, just like we saw with the vaccines. Did you see how lickety-split the COVID vaccines got approved? Wow. I have never seen the government work that fast. Except when they tried to impeach Trump. That was pretty fast. That was, whoa. I was like, wait a second. Wow. That's when they move fast. But, I'm mixed on that. The FDA drug approval process, it is a very slow and tedious one. And it is very expensive for these pharmaceutical companies. Which is why when they finally do get it approved, because remember, a patent can expire before the FDA even approves the drug. They can file for patent extensions, etc., but they could only really make the money they need to make while they have the patent, because once a drug goes generic, but you get the patent once you make the drug. And so if the FDA approval process takes months to years, it sometimes can make a company not want to move forward on something. Now, sometimes it's drugs that are out there and available, like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. When you had other countries saying, look, we see that this could be used, it could be an adjunct to treating somebody with COVID, we needed the FDA to approve it, and they declined because some of the studies said, well, there were a lot of studies that said it didn't work. There were studies that said it did. And they decided to play it safe and say, nope, we're not going to give it an approval for that application. There wasn't enough data, which they have a right to do. Now, I think it's different strokes for different folks. And I looked at the mechanisms of action. It's fascinating how these other scientists found, or they found the use and applications for it. But the FDA has to, in order for the FDA to approve a drug, one is, not only does it have to prove it works, but there has to be safety. And safety and side effects is tricky. Because if you are, let's say, suffering from something, and you take a medication, and you die, and you would have died anyway, there's always a question, did that medicine make you die? Or did the medicine do nothing? Now, maybe the medicine did help. Maybe it knocked out the cancer 10%. Maybe it knocked out the COVID 22%. But if it wasn't significant enough for them to approve it, they won't approve it. And so are there other, like Alan writes, are there treatments or cures out there that might actually be what we need, but we don't have access to them because they haven't been reviewed through the FDA? By the FDA, probably. Yep. Just to look at the process, I'm looking right now at the FDA's website, and this is a nice little brochure of what their process is. So, their drug approval process. Well, one is the drug has to be developed. A drug sponsor develops a new drug compound, seeks to have it approved by the FDA for sale in the United States. They then put through an IND application. An investigational new drug application to the FDA. Now, this is based on results from initial testing. It has to include the drug's composition, the manufacturing, and how they're going to test it on humans. It gets tested on animals, many drugs, and multiple species are used to get the basic information to gather safety and efficacy. And then they use humans. Phase 1 trials, the FDA is saying, they'll use 20 to 80 healthy volunteers used in a phase 1 trial. This is what usually the pharmaceutical company, along with FDA oversight. This phase has to emphasize safety. The goal is to determine the drug's most frequent side effects, what they are, how often, how the drug is metabolized, excreted, because we need to know if somebody has renal insufficiency or liver insufficiency. Then phase 2 is where you have more patients. This emphasizes, well, does it work? So they look at preliminary data on how it works. There's control trials, so you have to have somebody who either, has the same condition but is not using the drug, like a placebo. And, of course, always evaluating for safety. Any new side effects that are brought up, they have to get documented. If anybody is getting hurt in this study, they stop it. I mean, if they're dying from it, they'll stop it. At the end of phase two, the FDA and the sponsors of the drug discuss now large-scale studies. That's your phase three. Whenever you hear phase three clinical trial, what's the big deal with the phase three? The phase three means they're looking at thousands of patients, and they're looking at more of a general population as opposed to a sample size. And so these studies gather more information about safety, efficacy, and they also have to look at different populations, not just white women, not just black men. It has to be a variety of individuals. And because if the FDA is going to approve a drug out there, it's going to then be accessed by everybody. And although there might be age limitations on it. Okay, then, oh my gosh, I mean, just the steps keep going. Then they have review meetings. Then there's the NDA application that shows all the animal and human data. Then the application has to be reviewed and received. Then there has to be the drug labeling. The FDA has to make sure that the drug labeling is correct. So, for example, if it's a medicine that you can't mix with alcohol, that needs to be on the label. If it's a medication that makes you drowsy, that has to be on the label. Then the facility has to be inspected to make sure that whoever is actually making the drug has a facility that is up to FDA codes. Now, for it to finally then make drug approval, it has to follow and be exemplary in all those steps. And so when I said I'm mixed, I want the FDA to be thorough. I do. Because I don't want the highest bidder to go, look, here's my drug. You've seen, come to the facility. We'll wine and dine you when you're here. I'll take you to our facility in Italy. Now, you don't have to see the one in China, but why don't we go to Italy? Take a trip. Yeah, we need the FDA to do this legitimate process. And I need to know that if I'm prescribing a drug for my patient, it is FDA approved. Because if somebody wants to come back and say, I gave them a drug that hurt them, and I could say, but the FDA said it wouldn't hurt, then was, you know, it doesn't cause this. You know, I have some protection, and again, it's all liability. And I want to make sure my patients don't get hurt. Now, do we sometimes figure out things after the fact? Yep, like Viagra. We figured out you couldn't mix it with nitrates. People were dropping. And becoming hypertensive and dying, I think, because they were on nitroglycerin medications for their heart and they were taking Viagra. And then the FDA had to say, wait, guys, no, can't mix the two. Look what the FDA had to do with Paxlovid. There's a whole slew of medications you can't take with Paxlovid, the COVID medication. Now, there is an accelerated approval process. There's a fast track to help reduce time, kind of put you to the front of the line. There's also phase four, which is the post-marketing, where they double-check more risk assessments. But yeah, it is a lengthy process, and I do think there's things just waiting in line that we could use. But it's taking too long. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more.
This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.